But the first film that we're going to talk about today is a film called Jake Squared. And Jake Squared is directed by Howard Goldberg, and it stars Ilias Koteas, Virginia Madsen, Mike Vogel, Jane Seymour, Jennifer Jason Leigh. So it has a decent cast, and it tells the story of a filmmaker played by Koteas, who sets out to make a new project in order to figure out how he screwed up every relationship he's ever had. But the filming spirals out of his control, and he winds up having either a mystical experience or a nervous breakdown or both, as his past selves and loves literally and hysterically catch up with him. Now, going in last night to see this film, there was some anticipation because, as I said, the cast of the film indicated that, you know, you would think there was some promise involved. But I think it started pretty early, early on as you're watching the film. As a filmmaker, he's telling the story, and he has cast a young actor, or a younger actor, excuse me, to play him. And suddenly, inexplicably, his past selves in different, you know, different aspects of his life or different times of his life popping up. So, you know, let's say the filmmaker's in his 50s, him at 40, him at 30 shows up, him as a 17-year-old shows up. And in addition to that, the young women that he dated throughout his life in those, you know, in those periods start to also show up, and it begins to overlap. If that's not crazy enough, his grandfather, who has been dead for about 30 years, shows up. His father, who's also deceased, shows up. It is a really weird and interesting concept that the filmmakers came up with for the film. Now, Koteas, of course, much like Eddie Murphy in a film like Nutty Professor, plays all the different variations of himself. I think there are like four or five different roles that he plays in the film in addition to the filmmaker in the present day. But the problem with this movie is that it's filled with tons of quotations throughout the film, you know, that are supposed to represent his state of mind or represent where he is at this part of his life. And what it basically comes down to is it almost feels as if the quotations are supposed to substitute what the character should be saying, but he's not saying. This movie, I guess I can just say it, it's just a mess. As a rule, critics are not allowed to walk out of films because, you know, if you walk out of a film and you sort of kind of miss something later on, you know, professionally that is frowned upon and not the thing to do. But I haven't walked out of a movie in almost 20 years, but last night I was really tempted to. This movie is horrible. I mean, and to make matters worse is that the audience that watched the movie, I think it was probably, I'm not sure if the audience was in shock, if the audience thought it was bad as well. I mean, there was no energy in the screening whatsoever. Jake Squared, an unmitigated disaster. You know, especially in light of some of the talent that's involved with it. Whenever I see movies this bad, it always, you know, in my mind, I always think that when they're making the movie, like, you guys are looking at the dailies, you know, or rushes, which are, you know, after they've filmed scenes that people go back, like, that following evening and kind of look at what they've shot. And I'm like, at some point, if you know you got a movie that's really headed south, Shouldn't you try to fix it? Shouldn't you try to do something with it? And the last piece that I would add about this film is that it was introduced by the filmmaker, Mr. Goldberg, who, I guess in a joking way, talked about his ability of having watched the movie many more times than we have, which, of course, he has if he edited the film, shot the film, et cetera. But, you know, as I wrote on Facebook last night, if that's the case, it sucks to be you. Jake Squared is an F. This movie joins the likes of films like The Last Letter from that I saw at Urban World, a movie called Checkmate that played at the DC Film Fest, and it also joins another film that recently played at Middleburg. I'm trying to remember what the title of that movie was, but we went to Capital. As the worst movies that we've seen at each individual festival, not a good movie at all. If this one comes on late night. You don't want Jake Squared in your life. So that's kind of where we are with that one.